We left you hanging yesterday. We were discussing hope, actually what it isn't. If you remember, the Bible says to base your hope for tomorrow on what you have today is foolish. So what can we do?
One classic example of genuine hope is found in Numbers 13. Moses sent out 12 spies to look over the promised land and report on what they found. When they came back, the 10 had two very different opinions about the situation. One group was hopeless. All they could see were the giants and comparatively their own weakness. The other group was hopeful. They saw the giants and their own weaknesses, but they also trusted God and believed His promise to deliver the land to them.
Joshua and Caleb were convinced they could capture the land because God said so. They said, "If the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into that land. The Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." Their hope for the future was based on God, not themselves or their situation. The New Testament gives lots of reasons for hope, and they all revolve around Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. Our future is certain, and that gives us security and meaning for today.
We have a friend from our church who is a member of our city's police SWAT team. Every day he risks his life disarming bombs, arresting thieves, infiltrating drug rings, and charging down highways and dirt roads in high-speed car chases. One of his assignments was to falsify his identity and buy illegal explosives from two men who had stolen a case of dynamite from a local merchant. The men were armed and dangerous. When the sale was made, Frank's SWAT team partners, who'd been listening and watching, moved in and arrested everyone, including Frank.
After hearing this story, Jill and I were amazed at how Frank could work competently and calmly in such a high-risk career. The emotional strain would be tremendous. Hope in God was the key.
Our children need to be gently reminded that history is right on course. They don't need to be afraid of the future. God, not man, will bring history to a close. We're called to be responsible stewards while we're here, and we need to tell them that. But they also need to know that their hope is not based on circumstances, people, or even themselves, but on God. Talk to them about it. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.